lest you sleep. Help me pull somebody up. Help me hold somebody up. For years we've been hearing this voice from the dusty town of Zaria. Beautiful place where I am a little bit accustomed to, being born in Kaduna. A beautiful state filled with sugarcane, mandu bread. If you ever grew up in Kaduna, you know mandu bread. Anybody know mandu bread here? Oh, look at you. The home of suya. Amen. And to think that all the way from there, in that little community in Zaria, God will raise a man. Very unique in his appeal and approach to both the understanding and the delivery of scripture. And to so reinforce it by the help of the Spirit of God that he will go to the nations of the earth. Such is the wonder that God has done for us as a nation. And most importantly, helping to uplift the northern part of Nigeria and causing us from thence to have voices emerging like case rings and putting Hausa song now across the nations of the earth. And many more to come. He is an apostle, a teacher. He is one who is a father of many, a leader of many leaders. And we say that with all sense of decency. Ladies and gentlemen, without much ado, his word speaks for him. Would you please make welcome nobody else but Apostle Joshua Selman, please.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Wow. Pastor Bolaji, Pastor Jerry, let's give them a resounding round of applause. Incredible. Incredible. Honestly, if I did not have to speak, can you help me a bit with the mic? If I did not have to speak, just listening to them, it was so edifying. It was so edifying. Pastor Bolaji's session on, you know, the training session, you know, whilst I sat there, I just said the transforming church, you are really blessed. I'm telling you this as a leader. Don't trivialize. What you receive is what people pay for. They pay tens of thousands of dollars for a part of these specialized sessions. Praise the name of the Lord. And then Pastor Jerry was such, you know, I was so touched by his story. We live in a world where people trivialize our history. People trivialize sacrifices. And I really was just, I was just thinking through as he shared. He was being very casual about it, but it ministered very deeply because we live in a world today that believes people come out from nowhere. There's no such thing as nowhere. Just because you were not there does not mean the training did not happen. Hallelujah. And as he was speaking, I think it was Matthew 12, 2 and 3 that just came to my spirit. Matthew 12 and verse 3, not to distract us. I intend for my session to be brief. Can you give it to us? But he said unto them, have ye not read, is that it? Are you the one or should we? I think it's 11. Matthew 11, let's try 11. Are you the one or should we look for another media? Yeah, 11. He said unto him, are you the one who should come or should we look for another? That was the scripture that was imprinted in my heart. That nobody will meet you and say, are you the one? We've been praying, but are you the one or should we give up on you and look for another? Are you the prayer warrior? Are you the apostle? Are you the prophet? Are you the one that prophecy was on or should we give up and look for another? Pastor Jerry, thank you. Thank you. Let's lift our hands. We lift you high. Yahweh, Yahweh, we lift you high. Yahweh, Yahweh.
Let's pray in the spirit for 1 minute as we put a seal on these life transforming sessions. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. 1 minute, we're praying in the spirit. It's been life transforming sessions. My heart is yet open. Open for more. Open for more. My eyes are open to see. My heart is inclined. Let me understand at a higher level. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Please, you may be gloriously seated, and pray for me while you sit. I intend for us to just have, let mine be a closing charge so that we leave this place. I think that God has done the much of what he intended to do today. I bear witness in my spirit that a major part of what the Spirit of God intended delivering had truly been delivered. Hallelujah. Reverend Sam, thank you, and your dear wife. Thank you for consistency. Thank you for the wisdom to manage the relationships that have brought these graces together. We honor you, sir, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is a relationship between growth and fruitfulness. It's unfair to expect fruitfulness from a baby. It's unfair to want a baby girl to be pregnant. It's unfair to want a tree that's yet growing to deliver. Fruitfulness is not just something that shows that a tree is healthy, but it is also a testament of growth. It's a fundamental part of life, and fruitfulness is proof that growth has happened. And for me, I believe with all my heart that the sessions that have come have in no small way worked upon our spirits and our minds, causing us to ascend, causing us to be fruitful, particularly for those of us who are in the ministry. There's enough space for anyone who is serious. I believe so. There's enough space for anyone who is serious. Hallelujah. It takes discipline. It takes passion. It takes the humility to listen to people with proven results. I'm praying that God will consistently, and he's doing it already, that God will tame our pride gradually and bring us to a point where we come to a realization that if you do not have results, it is because there is something you do not know. It's as sincere and as honest as that. And when you do find people who have results by mercy and by grace, and they are open and liberal to share their understanding, that we embrace with humility. Hallelujah. Honestly, that was all that was in my mind whilst I sat here. I just thought to myself, one of the ways, or let me put it this way, everyone who has become great in the kingdom is emotionally connected to their pain and their sacrifices, and they will not waste it on ears and lives that are not determined to learn. I will tell you that if you find someone who is mighty in the spirit and in destiny, and they become liberal with their pain, their history, and they share it so lavishly, it's because they have discerned an atmosphere of honor, and they have discerned an atmosphere of receptivity. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so listening to Pastor Bolaji again, I recap, and Pastor Jerry and Reverend Sam himself share some of these things, very, very life-altering truths that were just dished sometimes very casually. And it's because of their desire to see that as many people who are able to and are desirous would step into these possibilities. When God sends a word to Jacob, he intends that it be lightened upon Israel. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus did two things when he walked upon the earth. Number one, he went about doing the work of redemption. But number two, he went about training and building the other men who would take over from him. If Jesus did not raise other people, the Bible will finish with the Gospels. And the other things that will bring, make for empowerment would not receive. You see that now? The many things, Jesus said, I have many things to tell you, but he cannot bear them now. He was not the one who taught those other parts. It was Paul. It was Peter. Those were the other things that we needed. So when you study the gospel without the epistles, you cannot get maturity. The gospel gives us a foundation, but the epistles now build our understanding onto maturity. I'm just saying, no matter how great you are as a leader, there is a part of the assignment that you will not be the one to fulfill. A part of the assignment will be a test of your ability to raise others. Jesus spoke as if he would do everything. When he said it is finished, he meant the cross. But advancing that program was not finished. It depended on the people that he raised. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's look at a few things for a minute or two, and then God will grant grace. I just want to speak on the topic ascend. I want to challenge us and see how God will help us. Now, growth and increase is a fundamental part of life. And psychologists teach that one of the indices that is responsible for happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction is a sense of progress. To the degree to which you perceive that you are making strategic progress, it can speak back on your confidence. It can speak back on your esteem. Hallelujah. There is nobody who remains stunted indefinitely and finds fulfillment in that state. It is the reason why it takes stamina to wait, stamina to stay. Are we together? So we were designed to make progress in life. Proverbs 4 and verse 18 says, the path of the just should be as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. In Genesis chapter 26, when we read 12 to 14, Genesis 26, chapter 12 to 14, can you give it to us, media? It says, Isaac sowed in that land, he received in that same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 13, it says, and the man waxed great. One rendition will say, the man began. I like the word began, meaning it was not always so. It was not a usual experience. It was an experience that was programmed. It was initiated. It was not so by default. He waxed great. He went forward and he grew. He waxed great. He went forward. Now look at where growth comes in from that story. He waxed great. He went forward. And you would think that was growth. The Bible says even with waxing great, even with going forward, he still grew. And go back to verse 13, please. And he became very great. So you can be great, you can go forward, but you must grow to be very great. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We all desire growth and advancement. That is the truth. To the degree to which we experience growth and advancement, we find fulfillment, we find joy in doing the things that we have to do. In Genesis chapter 17 and verse 6, he said, I will make you exceeding fruitful. Powerful scripture. I will make nations of thee, and then kings will come out of you, as a testament that you are fruitful. And it's important for believers to know that God desires that we be fruitful, that our growth becomes consistent. In fact, I think it's Colossians chapter 1, 9 and 10. Paul was speaking to the church in Colossae, and he prayed a prayer for them. He said, I do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you will be, number one, filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Can you shout verse 10 with me? Ready? One, two, go. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Then he says, being fruitful in every good work. Being fruitful in every good work. Being fruitful in every good work. One of the major ways God is glorified in the life of a man is when you bear fruit. John 15 verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. John 15, 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring much fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Are we still together? Your result brings glory to God. Settle that for a fact. Your result, when God walks mightily through you, it brings glory to the name of the Lord. Galatians 1:24, I recall, profound scripture. He says, and they glorified God in me. And they glorified God in me. Hallelujah. Now, the only kind of growth and fruitfulness that is natural is biological growth. Every other kind of growth is engineered, it is programmed, it is an effect of engaging certain specific kingdom keys. And I want you to please listen. When you find a man grow and do well and thrive and enlarge and advance in any other area of life, financially, spiritually, it's important for you to know that it was not inherited. It was engineered intentionally. Hallelujah. All men can grow, but not all men will grow, because there is discipline and there is sacrifice that is connected to growth. Hallelujah. It's important for us to know this. Most people believe that time alone, not invested in, will automatically translate to growth, to advancement. If you do not invest in time, it does not change anything. Time only reveals investments. Hallelujah. Time only reveals what you have done. If you have spent time praying, time will reveal the quality of that investment. If you have spent time being lazy, time will reveal what is there. Time on its own does not change anything. Time only reveals the investments that are made in time. If time would change things, then 430 years were enough time to turn captivity to victory. 38 years would be enough time to turn that man in Bethesda to go back home free. 12 years, 18 years. There are many situations in the Bible that had their time, the time of the captivity, and it remained there until something was done about it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's important for us to understand that fruitfulness is not a gift. No, there is no gift of fruitfulness. You don't advance as a wish. You don't advance as a gift. Now, it can start as a wish. It can start as a desire. Proverbs 18:1, he says, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. So when you look at Reverend Sam, you look at Pastor Bolaji, you look at Pastor Jerry Eze, you look at Apostle Opie, Pete Daniels, and every man of God and woman of God here represented. What you are looking at is not just a personality. What you are looking at is an aggregated compendium of disciplines, sacrifices. Are we together? The justice system of God, interplaying with his mercy, revealing what people have done in time and through time. Is someone learning now? It's important for you to know fruitfulness is not a gift. One day go better is a consoling statement, but it carries no power. It will not change anything. Is someone learning? Praise the name of the Lord. Fruitfulness is not a gift. Growth is not a gift. It is a resultant effect of engaging specific kingdom laws. Specific kingdom laws. There are laws that translate to increase. There are laws that translate to liftings. There are laws that translate to influence. There are laws that translate to power. There are laws that translate to longevity of impact. The Bible says, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? It says, canst thou establish the dominion thereof upon the earth? Please give it to us. Job 38 and verse 33. Let's look at NLT. NLT puts it beautifully, or NLT or NIV. It says, do you know the laws of the universe? It says, can you use them to regulate the earth? NIV would say, do you know the laws of the heavens? And can you set up God's dominion using those laws? Dominion is not a gift. It's a resultant effect of mastery, comprehending specific kingdom laws alongside the dynamics of engaging them. Was it Pastor Bolaji or Pastor Jerry who gave an example about food? When you ask a chef to prepare a meal, the first thing you need is the knowledge of the ingredients, then how to make them available, then how to combine them. That's what makes you a chef. I can give three people the same thing. One will produce nonsense. Another person will produce a nice meal. It is not an availability problem. It's a combination problem. Some ingredients require timing. Some ingredients require quantity consciousness. You cannot put one mudu of rice and one mudu of salt. You didn't do justice to that meal.
You see that now? So the Bible says, he that strives for mastery is not crowned except he strives lawfully. What a conference like this does is, number one, it aggregates knowledge and wisdom. It brings it to your space. Then number three, with the wisdom and the artistry of an expert, it begins to show you how to combine those ingredients so that you can replicate the results you desire. God is a God of patterns. Leviticus chapter 9 and verse 6. I'd like us to shout it together, please. Is God helping someone already? Leviticus chapter 9 and verse 6. Read with me, please. 1, 2, go. Then Moses said, this is what the Lord has commanded you to do, so that the glory of the Lord may appear unto you. God is a God of patterns. What is a pattern? A pattern is a principle that is connected to any aspect of God's glory at all. It's called a pattern. Prosperity is an aspect of God's glory. Influence is an aspect of God's glory. Are we together? And there is a pattern connected to it. Being anointed is an aspect of God's glory. Increase is an aspect of God's glory. Desiring the glory alone will leave you disappointed. You must understand the pattern that is connected to the glory. So the manifestation of the glory, and that's what people celebrate, is a report card, is proof that you have laid hold on the pattern. Are we together? If a person prospers by righteousness, that prosperity manifested is proof that you have held on to the laws of the kingdom, that you understand and you have known how to engage them. If you do well in ministry, experiencing increases on all sides, it is true that it is God that gives increase, but he does not give increase just by an act of sovereignty, as it were. His giving increase is responding to what was planted and what was watered. God will have to wait for planting, then wait for watering, then he gives the increase. Is someone learning now? This is very powerful. Now, many believers understand the various aspects of the glory of God that they seek to see in their lives. They call it wealth and prosperity. They call it influence. They call it increase. They call it whatever it is. But most people seldom pay the price to study the patterns that are connected to the various dimensions of the glory of God. So for instance, it's easy to admire someone who is a billionaire. It's easy to admire someone who is working tremendously in the anointing, whether prophetic, whatever it is. But many do not know that dimension you see is an unfolding of the glory of God, that there is an exact spiritual pattern that is connected to that. The way you receive of that glory is to learn the pattern. Moses said, show me your way. Then he says, show me your glory. It's his ways that will always lead to his glory. Jeremiah 6:16. You stand in the way. You ask for that path, that ancient path. When you find it. Now look at this. I was listening to Pastor Bolaji very intently as he was teaching. And I thought to myself, how many sincere people need this teaching? How many people are stunted and limited in their churches? They have prayed, they have fasted, but right there is the solution. Just because you don't know what to do does not mean there is no way out. The ignorance is on your part. Are we together now? Yes. Problems are not generic. They are specific to your ignorance. You see that? So you don't generalize it. Just because the mountain is not moving for you does not mean the mountain cannot move. Every mountain depends on the grace and the voice that confronts it. If it's the voice of ignorance, it will remain. Is someone learning now? This is true. All that we celebrate in the life of men are different dimensions of the glory of God, different weights of the glory of God, and all those weights are attestations to the patterns they have found through sacrifice, found through relationships, found by submitting to truths, found by paying the price to learn. Let me tell you this: wishing for the glory of God to rest upon you, wishing for the glory of God to be revealed in your life and your ministry, will only leave that individual disappointed. Desire is important, but it cannot stop at desire. Hallelujah. Desire pushes you to get to a realm where you intermeddle
with the wisdom that produces power. Is someone learning now? And so I just want to put, maybe I'll start today and then I'll end tomorrow, maybe one, two or three keys that will help to put an icing over the things that we have learned. It is my personal desire. You see, I like to demystify things. I really like to demystify things because that for me is the value of knowledge, dominion, to bring out the mystery of a thing, to unravel it and to make it plain, to create a rhythm out of things. So when things are scattered and confused, bring me there. I will find how A connects to B and create a program around it and say, this is the path to victory. You see that now? So for instance, a lot of people complain about the anointing. A lot of people complain about wealth. A lot of people complain about increase. It is because sometimes even those who by grace have walked in it have not gained mastery in understanding what they did. They did a lot of good things through the leverage of mentorship, but they were not taught exactly what they did. They know that there's prayer there, there's fasting. I know I gave impartation. At what point did which come? This is why conferences like this take away the haziness. They bring you to a realm of mastery so that you know when you stand before a door, you don't have all the time to try 20 keys. Then the 19th one will work. You are supposed to stand before that door knowing what key opens what door. The Bible says Jesus himself knew what to do. If there is stuntedness, you know what to do. If there is lack, you know what to do. Are we together? If you cannot command the attention of a generation, you know what to do. If there is an attack, you know what to do. That's what we call dominion. The capacity to know what to do, to know how to respond to life in a way that leaves you victorious all the time. If you believe that, say amen. Victorious all the time, regardless the situation. Victorious all the time. So if there is a demonic attack, Pastor Jerry spoke so beautifully. I mean, it was such a beautiful light. The three giants. You know that the way all the giants were confronted is not the same. The way you confront Goliath is not the way you confront Saul. Don't kill everything that stands before you. No, there is a way you will win, but it's not always by killing. If your giant is Goliath, you can strike. But if your giant is Saul, be careful. Be careful. If your giant is Pharaoh, don't kill him because your promotion is connected to him. The most important thing is you know how to navigate them. This is so beautiful how he said it. Please sit down, sit down. I'm still on my promise. I'm still on my promise. Still on my promise. Is someone learning? Conferences like this help us to know the tools we have. The fact that you hear the word fight does not always mean use energy to throw. Sometimes fight means be silent. Sometimes fight means pray. Sometimes fight means become friends. There are many, 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 many ways to bring mountains down. If the only way you know is to use a sling or a bow and an arrow, you will be in trouble. Is someone learning now? Praise the name of the Lord. How did I get there? I was talking about something before I got there. Mastery. The question I have for you, please listen. And then I just show you two or three keys and then we'll pray. What aspect of your life is yet to reveal the glory of God? That is the aspect of your life where the patterns of the kingdom, you have not yet gained mastery in the understanding of the patterns of the kingdom. If it's your finances, you can give any excuse you want to give, but the truth there is that when you walk in keeping with the patterns, the glory will show. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the vehicle that brought you here does not necessarily know your name, does not know your hand, does not know your gender? It just knows a mechanics programmed in it, and whoever engages it completely and fully will transport himself or herself. Are we together? That's why multiple people can drive your car. Except you have the advantage of personalizing it and making it yours. Are we together? But even at that, you can give access to another. I'm saying the things of the kingdom, everything you admire and everything you desire, is not necessarily that God isolated a few people and just decided to be fair on them as against others. The Bible already said the same Lord is rich unto all. The same Lord is rich. But the difference is that a few people have, through the sacrifice of alignment, humility, hunger, meekness, they have pressed for specific knowledge to learn not just anything, to learn the patterns of the kingdom that are connected to the dimensions of glory that they seek to see. There is a way to pray that you will never get results from. It is prayer, but you will not get results from it. But there is a way to pray that you will shift climates and shake nations in prayer. The difference is not the art of prayer, is the understanding that supports that activity. There is a way to give in a way that just becomes donation, has no power in the spirit, but there is a way you give that it provokes heaven to respond to you. The difference is not dropping the seed, is the orientation that supports what you're doing. There is a way to sing that can provoke the glory and bring blessings to men, but there is a way to sing that becomes like a chanting unto idols. You see, it is not the activity necessarily that brings power. It's the revelation and the understanding that supports what you're doing. Is someone learning now? This is the value of training, and this is the value of conferences like this. Reverend Sam, many believers keep shadow boxing principles in hope that one will walk. And in truth, one will walk. And they cannot tell which one walked. So I know that I did so many things, and this week favor just came, but I can't sustain it because it was not by light. I just know that I engaged a lot of things. Who did I give to? Because when it has to do with sowing, for instance, there are many things you have to consider: the seed, the soil, the climate, the timing. Which one of them was right? Why did I receive a harvest? I said something right now, and so many people were interested in what I was saying. I said another thing, and they were uninterested. What law governs their attention? Do they always listen? Can I gain mastery? Can I know that I can say one word, I can blow one shofar, and 33,000 people will respond? Is there a law, ladies and gentlemen? Are there principles in the spirit? Can I start a church and know that in the name of Jesus, in the next 5-6 years, not superstitiously, that I will grow it into a global kingdom brand? No confusion. I will not be surprised. I will only be grateful. Jesus was not surprised that he died and rose again. He said it. Jesus was not surprised that Lazarus came back from the dead. Jesus was not surprised that he multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fish. No. The only place he marveled was unbelief. And he said, what is this? There are not too many things that should surprise the believer. We should live lives of gratitude. Are we together? But that you have a thorough understanding of the ways of God and take away the mysticisms. As mighty as God is, he wants to be known. His ways can be known. You can gain mastery on the patterns of the kingdom and use them as forces to tame life like an animal. It will take time, but I tell you, dominion is a possibility. It's not just a preacher's note. Any man, a man can walk in dominion, in ministry. Dominion over finances, dominion over time, dominion over enemies and all kinds of people. Just knowing alone that the opinions of men are the cheapest commodities on earth can set you free. Just knowing alone that a man's opinion of you is worthless as far as your destiny is concerned. That who hates you does not matter. You just need to look for who likes you. I write these things to you that ye may know
I write these things to you that ye may know that you have eternal life. I write these things to you that you may know that your future does not have to remain small. I write these things to you that you may know that though your beginning be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. I write these things to you that you may know that the ones you admire are not unnecessarily special, that it is that they have laid hold on eternal life. They have paid the price to take responsibility, the responsibility of knowledge. No, he did not just prosper. He found his way, albeit by mercy. My message for you tonight is, what do you not know that is responsible for the next dimension of the glory of God in your life? We were not always like this. No man was born like this. No man was born. We were born potentially in Christ. Yes. But I mean the experience of victory and dominion and rest and grace. No, there is a story behind it. And the Bible says to comfort others with the same comfort we have received, that I once failed, to comfort others with the same comfort, that there was a day it did not work. There was a day prayer seemed not to work. There was a day fasting seemed not to work. After blaming God for a long time, you now unravel the key and you can tell a generation have found it. By mercy, those who argue can remain there, but those who are humble enough to say no, you cannot deny the result. They can come and drink from the oasis that springs forth from your sacrifice. Let me tell you the truth. Pastor Jerry spoke about not hiding. Do you know sometimes, even as men of God, we have to trust God to deliver us from the guilt of being successful? A generation can make you feel guilty for walking the word of God till it produces in your life, as though you are the reason for their failure. And sometimes we may not know that subconsciously, because you are not ready for the controversy that comes with lifting, you can say, Lord, I rather not go forward, just keep me here, but for the sake of the generation waiting for you. Let me remind you of Pastor Jerry's message again. Say, no more hiding. Especially if you're a pastor, say that. Oh, I love you, but don't blame me for your failure. I'm available. I have done my best to give access to the teachings as much as I know. If you are too proud to listen, I sympathize with your pride, but keep going. The day you repent, I'm still merciful to help you, but don't blame me for remaining a failure. Let me tell you this. I say it at the risk of sounding proud. To God be the glory for what he has done. But ladies and gentlemen, it is not luck. Write that in your mind. It is not luck. Not every man of God will say that. I know it's uncomfortable, especially if you have chosen the path of humility. It's very difficult to make certain submissions. But if you don't make it, you will not help people sometimes. No, sir. No, sir. Don't call prayer luck. Don't call consistent prayer luck. Don't call consecration luck. Don't call surviving criticisms and pushing through luck. It is not luck. Is the grace of God well maximized? Knowledge well maximized? Are we together now? The same energy it took to turn back was the same energy it took to keep going forward. So while you use your own to go back, respect those who kept going forward. Let me tell you this. If you're a pastor here, listen to me. Repent early from the habit of trivializing greatness. There are consequences to it. When you trivialize the grace that God has invested on people on account of their sacrifice, you fast and pray in the secret, you will never enter that dimension. Hallelujah. When we celebrate and we honor men, it's not human worship. There are people who take it to the extreme, but it's a recognition of the years of pain and discipline and loving Jesus and choosing to say yes when you had the power to say no. Almost every great man of God I know could do something else with their life. Something, probably, if they were selfish, their time would be enough. If they were selfish, their lives would be enough. But you need to find out what the average man of God goes through to serve the grace of God to a generation. That when others are sleeping, they are awake. Having to manage the nuances that live in their world. And yet, many of them survive. Do you know, there are people who, while they are on stage preaching,
A bereavement can happen and they are getting a text message. Someone just died. But the ethics of ministry, you have to draw strength from God right there and keep preaching. Jesus lost John the Baptist and he went up the mountain to mourn his cousin. When people saw him, they said, I need to be healed. They didn't care whether he was going through pain. As soon as he saw them, he forgot his pain and began to heal them. Ladies and gentlemen, my point is this. Greatness is programmed. Victory is programmed. Failure too is programmed. It's just that it's programmed unconsciously. Ignorance is an architect. It can build something. Oh, it can. Ignorance is an architect. It can help you build a life of pain. It can help you build a life of misery. And it builds beautifully. It doesn't fail when it constructs. It will take the power of God to destroy it. And many of us have allowed that architect called ignorance is build monuments of pain and failure. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Every tree that's not been planted by my Father, may it be destroyed tonight, may it be destroyed in this place, in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, if you forget anything I said, leave here tonight, in addition to all that you have learned. Pastor Bolaji talked about the power of training, bringing standardization, predictability to your life. Are we together? Pastor Jerry spoke about coming out of your hiding place, that you can be anointed and yet go to the place of hiding. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, mastery is not luck. It is by laying hold of the patterns of the kingdom that you can lay hold. There is something you can find about the laws that govern prayer, and you will make heavy contact in the spirit. You will be such a weighty individual. Your voice will become like the voice of God upon the earth. You will thunder from one nation, it will ripple across the continent. It's not luck. There is a grace, but there is an intelligence that supports that dimension of glory. To call on one man and a generation hears you is not luck. It's not about how you look. It's about what you know. The strength and the weight of the light that is upon you. He says, arise, shine. Not because time has passed. Arise, shine. Not because you are tired of sitting. Arise, amplified says, from the depression and the prostration that circumstances have kept you. He says, rise to a new light. Rise to a new light. There is something you must know about the ministry of the Holy Ghost, that no man does this by the strength of the flesh. Ezekiel chapter 2, 1 and 2. Son of man, stand upon your feet and I will speak to you. But he had no strength to stand. He says, and the Spirit entered me. The Spirit entered me. The Spirit of faith entered me. The Spirit of prayer entered me. Come on now. Giving me audacity that a mountain you ran away from yesterday, you can stand before it and say, who art thou? No, that's not a man talking. He's under the influence of the Spirit of faith. Boldness can be seen when they saw the boldness of Peter. Boldness is visible. Pride is not boldness. No, one is insecurity. One is confidence derived from a healthy secret place. Is someone learning? Pastor, your church can grow not by luck, not by hatred, not by tearing down victorious people. The day you take responsibility in righteousness and say there is a way out. Someone shout, there is a way out. I may not know the way out, but it's safe enough to know there is a way out of poverty, sir. There is a way out of mediocrity. There's a way out of demonic attacks. I seem to pray and Satan seems to prevail. Don't mock prayer. Mock your understanding. Your understanding is aberrating the potential of prayer. The Bible says the fervent, effectual prayer. There is a kind of prayer. Not every kind of prayer prevails. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man. Either the man is not righteous or something is wrong with the prayer. How about the power of the word? He said all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. If the word created the heavens and the earth, isn't it an insult to believe your destiny is too big for the world to create? the word of God. I don't know about you, but I'm on a very intentional journey. Thank God for the little he's shown, but I'm assuming the state of a student in this season of my life to investigate carefully again the things I've not gained mastery in. I'm not ashamed to wear my school uniform again. I will sit down. I will learn from anyone and anything, but I want to gain mastery. We don't want to serve haphazard things to a generation that when we tell them God heals, we show he heals. When we tell them God lives, we show he lives. The things that he began to do and teach. You want to ascend? There are laws. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. The Bible says he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Then it says, this is the generation of them that seeks the God of Jacob. Hold on. When it has to do with encounters, it is not every dimension of God that reveals it. When you want an encounter, you need to meet the God of Jacob. The God of Abraham is powerful. He will bless you, but you will not get an encounter. Encounters are the God of Jacob. Go and find out what happened to Jacob in chapter 28 of Genesis in Luz, and then chapter 32 that changed his name. That's what can change the name of a man. Is someone learning? Fight ignorance. Fight ignorance. Fight it. Don't assume it will go. Fight it. Why is the glory of God not being revealed in my life in this area? Take responsibility that in the name of Jesus Christ, like that treasure that is missing, I know it is in the room, but I don't know where it is. The first thing they did was to light the lamp, then to take a broom. It takes patience to sweep. You can sweep for 5 years and not find it. Don't worry. It's in the room there. You just keep sweeping. One day, God will reward your diligence. You sweep by praying every day. After 1 year, it will not look like things are changing. 2 years, it will not look like things are changing. One day, you will go to the place of prayer and collide with an anointing, a heavy grace that will rest upon you. Undeniable. 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 Let me tell you something. When God wants to fast track your journey to encountering grace and knowledge, he will give you something called the gift of pain. I don't have the time to teach this, but not every pain is demonic. There are certain dimensions of pain that are gifts in the spirit. For I reckon that our sufferings of this present time. Have you read that in your Bible? This teaching is not for people who are not serious with God. There is something called the sufferings of this present time. It says they are not worthy to be compared with the glory. In many cases, let me tell you the truth, you will not naturally want to pray. Something must fail enough in your life to get you angry enough. There is a weakness with men. Their energy is propelled every time there is lack, there is insufficiency, there is want. That's why when his strength comes and finds strength, it goes back. It waits until the day you exhaust yourself. Then his strength becomes perfect in your weakness. Please listen. This is a simple mystery. I've not even touched my notes now. I will just find somewhere and stop. For as long as you believe it's your degree, even when we say the mercy of God, yeah, the mercy of God, but somewhere in your mind, you are still convinced that you are too beautiful to fail, too educated to fail. Are we together? Too connected to fail. And God will allow you patiently exhaust your options outside of him. A day will come one by one. As those factors disappoint you, there will now be a reason to need him. The presence of God is very expensive. In as much as he loves you, he waits for desire that is born out of need and desperation to attract you to his presence. And most humans do not desire by default. When they are in sufficiency, it depletes desire. It is true. Sufficiency depletes desire. There are keys. Look at me. Let me borrow Pastor Jerry's story. So let's rewind a Pastor Jerry of many years. What makes him stand in the name of Jesus in front of a mad girl and calls the name of Jesus and the demon does not leave? Then another woman comes. She had not even arrived there. The spirit is crying. Versus the Pastor Jerry of today. What changed? What is the difference between Reverend Sam from Azare Bauchi State and the Reverend Sam now? What is the difference between Pastor Bolaji? You can go take the list on and on and on. The difference is not the voice. It's not the size. The difference is light. Light. That someone has stayed in the spirit to find light. I found your word. I did eat it. It's now become a joy and a rejoicing in my spirit. I found the key to prayer. I found the key to fasting. I found the key to your word. I found the laws that govern dominion. This is what I want someone to leave this conference with. That you will jump and say, I found it. Do you not hear the fathers of faith? They will tell you dead when they say, I found this. I found this. Many years ago from Zaria, we would travel there. We would travel through the bus to go to the stadium to attend the youth conference, Pastor Chris. Most people don't know that part of my story. You would get there with the transport that you arrived with. That was all. Because it was a bus. I would join every fellowship that was going anywhere that was useful. Whether I was a member or not, I would pay. Sometimes they say, you are not part of it. I said, by what standard? What if I just got born again? By what standard? I stood for 6 hours in Jos under Reinhard Bonnke's crusade. No cheers. 6 hours. Tears in my eyes. Crying and saying, Lord, there has to be a way. How can one man speak? That man was more than an evangelist, though. Don't mind that title behind the name. A man that speaks in my presence. I saw people bringing charms and dropping it. I watched a video, Betamax, of the video where fire came out without setting fire. I watched it. It's not that they told me. 6 hours. By the second day, I stood there and I said, I must serve this grace. I didn't know much, but I said, I must serve this grace. I was pushing people on wheelchairs because they were moving them. And they said, I was not part of the committee. I said, what committee? They said, I was not trained. I said, well, now that I'm here, as I was pushing, I said, Lord, this is how it will be in my meetings too. This is a part of the story many people do not know. See that? 6 hours. When that man was done preaching, he took a cup and was going to take water before he would minister the baptism. And for the first time, my eyes was open. My hunger had reached the heavens. I didn't go there as a man of God. There were people who served in that committee who did not receive anything. There were those who drove him and did not receive anything. There were those who washed the clothes, scrubbed the toilets. The first time I sought visa to US was not to go and preach. It was to go and scrub the toilets of Charles and Francis Hunter. Because I'd been so blessed by their books, their videos. I bought their videos, 12-hour materials, 16-hour materials on healing the sick and ministering the baptism. Everything, I watched one by one till I finished it. And I said, the only way, they didn't give me the visa, but at least I tried. When they died, I cried. I said, Lord, I just wanted an opportunity to serve this grace. They didn't have any money to send to them, but from my heart, I knew that I blessed and I honored them. There's no need wasting your time when the road has been made. It takes pride to want to reinvent your way. This way is ancient. This baton is, we are not the first to hold it. Are you the one, or should we expect another? I remember, Reverend Sam, when God opened my eyes, the first time I saw a visible manifestation of the Holy Spirit hovering around. I didn't even know when I had turned and backed the stage. I said, what is this? What is going on? And that grace rested on me. Brothers and sisters, please listen to me. There is a way that leads to victory. There is a way that leads to dominion. There is a way that leads to power. I studied the teachings of Dr. Mike Modock. I'd studied a bit on wealth and finances, but the thing was not working. And I said, you know what? If you came out of suffering, let suffering not come out of you. It's not a gift. And I'm not saying it in a carnal way. I said, no, because you see, if you are poor, one of three things will happen. You will tell lies, you will steal, and you will compromise. If you don't believe me, test it with your own life. Just ignore the laws of the kingdom and watch how you will surprise yourself. Hallelujah. I prayed for favor for 1 month, every day, nonstop. The bit that I had learned, I got the materials of the people. You see, let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's wrap up. The way you receive from men is to look beyond their limitations. The secret of receiving from anointed vessels is found in the rhythm of Samson. Look up, please. Samson spoke a riddle that holds a powerful key. He said, out of something strong has come something sweet. Do you know what happened? He went to go and see, that's another story. And then the Bible says, a lion tried to attack him and he tore it. Watch this. And the lion was now dead as carcass. And out of everywhere bees could put honey, they left trees, they left rocks, and they went to carcass to make honey. The Bible says when he was returning and he saw it, he reached out and pushed away the carcass and fetched the honey and ate of it. Now he told the Philistines, can you unravel this riddle? This, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest key to receiving from men. Can you endure the anger? Can you, and I know he's an angry man, but he still has a prophetic grace. Can you endure the carcass so that you draw out the honey from it? Are we together? I know the church can be a bit tribalistic, but can you look beyond it and find out the grace for increase that's deposited there? There is nobody I cannot receive from. If I can't learn revelation, I can learn character. I can learn diligence, or I can learn how not to be you. There is always something to learn. Is someone learning? Reverend Sam and his wife, Pastor Bolaji, representing all that God has done and is doing in his life, Pastor Jerry Eze, Apostle Opi, P. Daniels, everyone you see here, they are not just personalities. They are representing dimensions of sacrifice, testaments of laying hold of certain levels of eternal life. I'm glad they are still around. I want to wrap up by asking us to pray a prayer and say, Lord, what you showed them, show me. I'm not too proud. You showed them something. There is something working in their lives. Listen, look at me. There are two ways to be transformed. Number one is looking unto Jesus. Number two is to be followers of them. Number one, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. But number two, you follow them. Human models, men who are founded by grace, men who have laid hold on eternal life. There are people who have found this key to wealth without compromise. There are people who have found the key to becoming friends of God without compromise. There are people who have found the key to the ears and the attention of a generation without manipulation. Ladies and gentlemen, if there is any aspect in your life where the glory of God is not speaking, please borrow me 10 minutes of your time. I want us to pray and say, Father, using these models you have brought before us, I cry unto you, you are the God of mercy. You lifted them from their lowly estate. You placed grace upon their lives. I'm crying from the depth of my heart.
those who have fallen online, please go ahead and pray. Let it be a prayer from the depth of your heart. There is always something to receive. 1 minute. Everybody, please pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. The glory does not just show up. No, sir. Liftings do not just happen. Consistency does not just happen. It takes more than speaking well to command the attention of a generation. It takes more than just speaking to have miracles and signs and wonders happen. It takes more than just buying and selling to command certain levels of territorial wealth. It's a trust from heaven. Someone lift your voice and speak. This is a thing that the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory shall appear unto you. The glory shall appear unto you. There is what you must know. There is what you must engage with, and favor will appear. Liftings will appear. Doors will open. Kings will come to you. Gentiles will come to you. They will call you Beulah. They will call you Hephzibah. The planting of the Lord. There is a posture that a man can assume in the spirit. It will make you a friend of God. It will cause God to seem vulnerable towards you. Lift your voice and pray. There is an understanding that can power your prayer altar and turn you into a man of power, a woman of fire. There is an understanding that can cause you to walk in dominion. There is an understanding of the word that can put light upon your lips, that your words become prophetic. They become like the words of God. 2 minutes. Who is praying? Who is praying? Someone is praying for the prayer grace. Someone is praying for a deeper consecration. Someone is praying for light, the capacity to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't have the time to list the principles, but I will just show you one of it. One of the keys that govern growth is the power of accurate perception. Jeremiah chapter 1, 11 and 12. The power of accurate perception. Jesus lays hands on this man and says, "Tell me what you now see." He said, "I see, but let me describe what I see. I see men as trees." And Jesus said, "No, even though I call men trees, but this is not what I want you to see." He laid hands on him again and said, "What do you see?" He said, "I now see clearly." Don't tell me you are seeing. Tell me what you are seeing. The fact that you are seeing does not mean you are seeing correctly. When blind Bartimaeus came to Jesus, he didn't say, "Open my eyes." He said that I may receive my sight. Sight is received. Like the Holy Ghost. If you don't receive the gift of sight, you can see wrongly. Faith is not just the ability to say what God is saying. You must see what he's saying. When God calls you a warrior, you need to see a warrior out of his word. If you have not seen a warrior out of his word, you will remain small. We were small in their eyes. In our eyes, in fact. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to pray that by the power of the word, that the Lord will adjust your perception. Watch this. Watch this. What you see about your God, what you see about yourself, what you see about your destiny, and what you see about your adversary. These are four things. Four levels of sight that must be corrected. Number one, what you see about God.
if you see a weak God, if you see a disappointing God, if you see a God that is probability, it will affect the way you respond to him. He said, but I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is committed unto him against that day. What do you see about God? Number two, what do you see about yourself? When Gideon came, he said, I'm the least of my father's house, and my father's tribe is the least. God did not tell him. Satan did not tell him. He told himself. What you say about yourself matters. What you see about yourself matters. When I look at myself, I see a vessel of mercy, marvelously helped of God. One whose only limitation is the voice of God, not mountains. This is what I see. It's up to you to use the word of God like a painter designing a destiny and create a picture of yourself that spells dominion all the time. Number three, what do you see about your destiny? You can see well about yourself, but not see well about where you are going. It matters that you see a glorious future. Number four, what do you see about Satan? I see him falling like lightning. I see him defeated. My assignment is not to defeat him. My assignment is to establish as a reality that which is finished in Christ. You see that now? When I approach Satan in warfare, I am not trying to see if he will be defeated. No. I am making good in my life and over that circumstance that which I know is finished. Unquestionably finished. The power of correct perception. Right from the days, look at this. The Magi came and they did not worship a baby. It is idolatry to worship a baby. They never came to worship a baby. They came to worship a king. Even though the king was wrapped in swaddling cloth, they did not carry gifts to come and present to a baby. They came to worship a king, because although he was a baby, they saw a savior there. Your vision may be a baby, but what do you see? Your own life may be a baby, but what do you see? Let me see for you for 1 minute. I see greatness. I see glory. I see liftings. I see a greater tomorrow, consistent with the word of God. This is what I see for you. I join my faith with yours. I join my sight with all the men of God here. And I decree and declare, any other vision that is not of God, any vision of defeat, any vision of being downcast, we declare, may that vision be wiped off from your memory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus. Say, I decree. Say it again, I decree. And I declare, by the power of the blood, that I'm victorious. Above only, never beneath. Say, I advance. Say, I advance. I go forward. I break barriers. I leap through walls. Say, in the name of Jesus, the anointing is upon my head. Say, I am anointed. I am a desire of many generations. Say, my words carry power. Say it again, my words carry power. My words are creative. Say, destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Open, open, destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Open in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no power over my life. Satan, you have no power over my mind. Satan, you have no power over my destiny. I'm born of God, above the systems. I'm born of God, victorious. Say, I reject fear in the name of Jesus. I am a child of God. I refuse to fear. Anointed to be victorious in the name of Jesus.
I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom. Heal the nation. See Jesus lifted up, exalted. I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom. Till the nations see Jesus lifted up,
please, everyone, listen. Let me obtain permission from Reverend Sam to plead with you. I didn't join all the sessions, but these last three sessions, please take it as a personal plea. I don't know in what format. If you need to buy it, buy it. You need to download it, download it. By every godly means, see it as an investment in your destiny. Please listen to that training session again. Listen to the word that came from Pastor Jerry. Listen to this word and pray it. I assure you, in the name of Jesus, that if you engage this with understanding, you will need a telescope to turn back and see where you are coming from, because God would have moved you forward. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please let there be no movement. We're rounding up in a few minutes. If you have to close the door, close the door. Some people have this, I don't know what it is. There's just something about some people. When it's close to the end of the meeting, there's a spirit of hurry. And where are they going to actually? We don't know. It's just something that tells them, don't wait to the end. You will wait to the end today. And you'll make friends here. Amen. Can we, from the depths of our hearts, please help me honor Apostle Joshua Selman. Please, from the depths of our heart. Thank you, sir. Wow. I have to go listen to it. The beautiful thing is that they are all on our YouTube channel, on my own channel, just everywhere. Yeah, initially we're only broadcasting on Zoom, but I didn't know why my people said to me, they said, sir, can we allow today to be online? And I think it was good that I listened to them. Amen. So please go and listen to them, share them with your friends. I'm sure it will truly bless them. Advance day two. Make sure you listen to that. Here's what I want to say to you. We need to remember tomorrow, Apostle is going to be here. Now, there's something, Pastor Jerry, I want to plead with you. There was something we wanted to give you as a surprise. Pastor Jerry.